March chapter 11. I thank you for being in the sanctuary tonight. I'm thankful for the message that's been preached.
Yes.
I pray you come to help and get help. Stand with me, please, while we read from verse 1. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem under Bethany, and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples, and saith unto them, Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as you're entered into it, you shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him, and bring him. And if any man say unto you, Why do ye this? Say that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way, and found the colt tied by the door without, in a place where two ways met. And they loosed him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, What do ye loosen the colt? And they said unto them, even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus, and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees, and strawed them in the way. And they that went before, and they that followed, cried, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord! Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You may be seated. I want to preach tonight, if God will hit me, on the Mule Skinner Blues. And I'm going to preach on how to be a go-getter. And I mean about how to do for God.
You want answers? I think I'm
now. I've got some go-getters in my church, and they take their wife to work, and then lay around the rest of the day, and then they go get her in the afternoon. And what I'm going to preach on, I'll preach a little more and more than that. And seeing a thing among God's people. We're living in a time where nobody wants a job at McDonald's. Nobody wants a job. We'll take a job digging dishes. And we have to go south of the border to get somebody to do the work that we don't do.
Rich,
and anything that's below our standard or our price, we want to lay it off on somebody else instead of doing it ourselves. And I've seen it creep into the house of God. And there's just some things we will not do. And this is a lesson. It's a lesson on a thousand different things. But it's definitely a lesson on how to be an obedient servant that cares not what the world thinks, but cares everything about what God wants in our lives. And that Jesus sends two of his disciples, and it's amazing that they're unnamed. And you don't have to be named to please Christ. You do not have to have your name in the lights, in the front of the church or downtown, in order to be a Christian. The matter of being a child of God and being a Christian is simply obedient. To be willing to do what God wants you to do. Now, I've had to find that out. And if you'd be honest with me, you have to find it out also. There's a pull, there is a pull from hell for you to be noticed. And for your name to be lifted up. And if you're not, I'm glad I didn't have to go very far until I got rid of most of that. And I'm glad that it's in my heart just to be a servant. And I pray that with all the humbleness that I know how to say. That I want to please him. That as the sons and the winners go over my head, it becomes more and more important for me to do what he wants me to do. And less to please the bystanders and the hierarchy. And Brother Goldberg into the village over against Chet and told him about a mule that was over there that he wanted. Now, it's amazing to me, and I just thought about it a few minutes ago, that he knew where the mule was. And I don't know how long it had been since he had been to that town, but I'm sure if there's a mule over there when he passed by the last time, he had been gone by now. But some way, Jesus knew where the mule was. And if he knew where he was, he probably knows where you are, and he knows where the sinners are, and he knows what needs to be done in the hearts of sinners. I'm amazed more and more now, I'm 68 years old, about the knowledge of God, the foreknowledge of God, and how God in His sovereign grace and power have come to where I was, a nobody. And I mean that some of you here tonight that know what it means to be a nobody. I mean, I am a nobody. A nobody has the King of Heaven. I still haven't gotten over Him knowing where I am. He took notice of where I was and who I was. And I saw my need and came to me. I am the Father of the Holy Ghost. And convicted my heart. Tell number of miles and a team of horses. I'm 12 years old. And God struck my heart. And made me see and know that I needed to get where He was. Now, here are these two disciples. I can hear them talking. I can hear the folks talking to their wives. And said, I understand your husbands are in the number that's fallen, the Nazarene. And they said, that's right. And they said, what do they do? What's your husband? What's their particular job? And they hated to tell them that they're mule gatherers and mule skinners. And their job is to go get mules and things and bring them to God. Well, there's lots of little things to be done in the house of God, the real God's Word. And you're not too good to do it. And I will tell you tonight, I'm a candidate to say. And if God wants me to act a fool before this world, it just tickle me today. And if He wants me to run through the wall, I'll head for it. But if it's God, there'll be a hole when I get there. The Holy Ghost will hurt it cost. Amen. I believe it was Brother Eddie Shoemaker in Taylorsville, North Carolina, that told me about this. He always, Brother Tinkle would be gone. His assistant pastor, and his ritual was he'd get out and go to the post office in the morning first thing, and then go to the church. He'll come down, I believe, through the main door and down the aisle and down this hall at the entrance of the little office he had, and open the mail and make us some phone calls and pray and have his time, and then he'd go visit the hospital. Well, this particular morning, he got up and the boys already up. Having the name is unusual, and his boy is fresh. And he said, son, what are you doing? He said, I want to go to church with you. And he noticed that his temperament was different this morning, just wasn't the same boy. And he said, well, son, you want to go to church with me? He said, yeah. And he said, well, son, I'm just going over there and get the mail and read my mail and have time with God. And then the boy said, now I want to go with you. And he said, all right. He had gotten the car to come to the post office and got his mail, came in. Just the boy followed him in. He just kind of lost count of the boy and came in, went down the aisle with it. I'm looking at his mail, all at once he said, well, where my boy is. And he went out into the congregation and couldn't see him here with that. He said, wait a minute. And we're all reading his mail. And he came back up, went outside and looked in the parking lot and finally came back in. And he heard somebody sniffing. You all know what that means down here. Yeah. And after looking, he realized he was over here somewhere and he couldn't see him. And he kept walking back here and found his boy laying on his back, a scrape of chewing gum off the bottom of his benches with an old knife. And he said, son, what in the world's the matter with you? And he said, God told me about 3 o'clock this morning, if I wanted a blessing, this is what I have to do. That's what God wants you to do. Amen. And I see them disciples now. I let them over and said, but there he is. It's an information. How God knows of where you are and sinners are, and knows how you ought to approach them.
Yeah.
I mean, He knows how you ought to approach a sinner, isn't that right? How you ought to approach a sinner, and when you ought to approach it. And I tell you when you ought not to approach it, when God has sense to it.
Yeah.
I don't tell you it's not your job to stop everybody at the checkout counter and holler everybody that ever stopped by and talk to them about God and tell them to get out and pray and get born again. If the Holy Ghost is not such a sinner, you're God, and I'm dealing with you. You're the Holy Ghost. Well, I said, I wonder what kind of demon that is. I wonder if he's Southern or independent. Well, I said, well, I think he's Southern because he's tired. And you know, he can't get any more. He's tired of something in organization.
Yeah.
And I said, I think he's independent. I said, why? Said he's chicken and everything that passes by. He said, I'm on the death picking stir and run and jump and leap and against the ropes. And he's rebelling against everybody. But he said, we're going forth to get the meeting.
Yeah.
Because the Lord did send it. And we're going to bring him back to Christ.
Yeah.
He's Southern or independent.
Yeah.
I mean, that's doing what God wants you and me to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, you came back to that big church. If you can't go down there, that and prop up the rocks and stick and fight for it.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. I got a little old church tonight. I guess it's my second church. And I passed it out nine. And I hope I don't ruin you. But I'm going to say this. I thought, well, that's an awful little place. I mean, 50 people have been standing in a room. But God said, if you don't go there, you're not going to be perfect.
Yeah.
I will tell you, if you won't cling to Him, come off the base. If you won't crawl alone, I thank God for what the Lord wants you. If you ain't fitting, I pray the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And I told you about old Sam. I'm going to tell you again. And Brother Carlos Wood in South Carolina told me about him. And he kicked me up. A wicked fellow. And he said that he ought to be in the field. Just never had God. He's one of them fellas. Look back and just get away with everything. And he said, I looked up one morning, some to his home, and the insane came. And he said, excuse me, because there's no truth coming against somebody. And he's coming either with somebody or trying to take somebody's wife away from him. And he said, there wasn't kind of bruiser. And he said, it scared me. But I saw there's something wrong with Sam. And he said, when I get an invitation, here comes Sam. And he said he meant business, bowed his head under the altar and got born again.
Yeah.
And he said he felt evidence that day of a really had that whole new nature in Christ. And he said, I'm about 2 months with Bible stands faithful and the house of God didn't live. I will tell you, if you're right, when you get born again, one of the real ways of knowing, we won't have to be because you are. But he said, it came to me, and I said, I'm going to take care of my confidence. And he said, don't you tell anybody about this. And he said, I went to, we've just got a new steeple on the church. You know, it's a beautiful steeple. And he said, I was to conference on that. And some of them told me, they're pastors. The way they're letting me now, I thought the pastors, they're following me. And he said, I want you to be my steeple, man, but I don't you tell nobody that's why I was calling, because it scared me. And he said, I want you to check it every time that you come to church and make sure that it's just standing this way. And he said, Sam said, thank you, sir. And we're at it. He said, it kind of skipped my mind. I got to church on Sunday morning and way across the highway over at the edge of the field, Sam was standing on it. And he said, Lord, hey. He said, I sat in the car and watched him. He walked way over to the side of the church, all over in the field. And he said, we got to church, and I said, I hope my memory. I don't see him one day. He's going crazy. And he said, I got him. And he started out helping us all. And Sam come back in the back door and got my attention today. You know what's the matter with him? He's a dope kid.
Yeah.
He's a mute shit.
Yeah, man.
I got a lady in my church, and we just turned nine. We bought her gold, and that's what she did. She started gold. If I had faith in more like her, I'd turn Green County upside down. I called her Sunday morning, and I said, Miss Goldie. And she said, who is this? And I said, I read some of you, and I tell her time to do. And she said, oh, preacher. And I said, let's go then. We're not going to have church this morning without their word. And she said, I believe it. But she said, I got the bones laid out. And she called her son's name and said, I told Randy, he's going to come grab me the car. I'm a boy with my house. You know what's the matter with her? Yeah, don't get it. I said, God, God, I'm heading over back. I want to do something for him. That believe all you God do is believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Yeah, that's right.
And all you've got to do is turn over the back of a little old tract and read the burden that's back there. And you read it. I wish that you. And call over a lot of prayers from him when I was trying to get saved. I prayed all them prayers. I prayed that one I heard my dad and mama pray. And if I couldn't be there, somebody's going to get to pray. And none of them didn't work. Isn't that amazing? And if it didn't work for me, it's not going to work for me. And I'm going to tell you one morning when I got right down to the bottom of the barrel and realized I could go to the head. Thank God I made my one of my own.
You better be a preacher. You better be
and preach and share with what the Word thinks. You know what I mean? I want folks to like me. I want sinners to love me. But whether they do or not, it's my job to share the Word.
Yes.
I give a news that I want sinners and tell them God.
And he said, two things. He said, Lucy, right. Now here's a new one I got that road. I would say probably some critical men is probably running down that step. You can't do much with a new one, you know? So what the only thing you do is just got step. So probably some critical men can't have that. But it ain't going to take the two kids back. It just takes two. It ain't going to take them. I'm going to say God didn't need them. Gives us grace and gift to them to let them be in service. God don't really need you to be a sinner.
Amen.
He had angels that could save them. Amen. You don't really have to have new saints. If he has to, he won't have them right there. But if he just lets you do it.
Amen.
To let folks know that he can use man to bring him honor and glory. And that's all God created you for. It wasn't to have some sand and shine before the world and to buy clothes and cars and houses. It's to bring honor and glory to God. I'm going to say that again. All of you look up here, please. You're created to bring honor. Are you in his will tonight?
God bless you.
Are you a go-getter? You're amazing, Jeremy. I'm going to tell you, the dress code's on down the front.
Yeah.
You say, first you're doing good, now you've got a list.
God bless you.
So I'm just going to get there for the
night.
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
I will tell you, ladies, tonight, if you are with it, you wouldn't care. Somebody came to my life and said, what are we going to do? We went to get the adjustment and find out that all this stuff was just fake and we didn't have to dress like these. And my wife said, you're a fool. It don't make any difference. She said, I've done set my heart in mind. This is right for me. They don't make any difference what we found.
Amen.
Ain't that right?
Sure. Yes.
Did you ladies hear me? If you're a go-getter for God, you couldn't hear that. What label thinks about you?
Amen.
Amen. Do what God wants you to do.
Amen.
All the ladies came to my life. I lived in a town house and I called the break. We got married and got in the ministry. Got to a pastor and carried all the Bible things. And the ladies all had advice for my life. And said, now you need to go with it. You know what kind of time you go. Don't you ever let him go out and be without you. And then they laid out all the rules, you know. And my wife come home and said, honey, I don't know about you. What are you supposed to do? And I said, it'd be easy to do what you're supposed to do. And she said, how's it going to be easy? And I said, just do what I tell you. And I literally they call that old psychological study. All you do, you won't know anything, just come and ask me. I said, if you want to go outside, if you don't want to go outside, and if anybody else in the same city, say, my husband won't talk to you. They come and told my wife, said, this long, and what you're headed from here is this long hair.
God bless you.
So you're wearing this, and that's causing all your headaches. God, heaven's up here.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah. It's God that ain't got the scriptural and important. For you to have long hair, then for me to have short hair.
Yeah.
You say, what are you doing, Lord Harry? I'm carrying the mail to the people. I prayed 25 or 30 years ago. I was afraid for this same thing. And I ain't having the letter.
Amen.
We don't still preach the doctrine in the church. We still do that.
Oh, no.
That might come to a crash.
Yeah.
I've been that night. But you know, the Bible lays down some things that we're supposed to believe.
Amen.
And believe with all our heart.
Amen.
And
and the enforcing of the church.
We're gonna
put it in our rules now that we won't take any homosexuals in the church. And you better put it in there. Stop having that.
Yeah.
Whether they were, are, or shall be. Amen. That is what I've got in him. He'll be afraid to only be an answer. Amen.
Amen.
Are you hearing what he's saying? And I'm going to say this because this is faith again. You are born with that name.
Said Billy Davis is the best of these beloved outlaws and drunk. And said that something wrong with it. He's acting strange. And I went back to Paris, and they had a metal chair about Paris. And there it was like a stag. And he's standing with his hands on this chair. And his wings rattled it up. The chair was rattled. And I said, there's one of those bitch. I said, you need to turn this off. And he said, I can't come to that. Oh, I said, Billy, God said, Peter, you did not come to that. And Billy's knees were kept weak. And he said, I got some more of God's do. And he said, I can't come to that. I can't come to that. And I said, Billy, only God knows your way. I said, the Holy Ghost is a loose you to that. To come to where he is and get hold of him. Don't turn him away. And Billy said, preacher, I can't come tonight. I can't come tonight. And he grew his teeth and said, I will not go. They called me about a month later and said, Billy's dead. They said they did work on his stomach because his intestines were fixing to come out. And they went in there and put water. And it's a pretty serious operation, but Billy, not. And the doctor came out and said, I don't know. I preached Billy's funeral, and do you know all during that funeral, I could give that man a chance. I will tell you when the Holy Ghost comes to where you are and fix it before you can get loose and let it get loose. They said, he said, Lucy, your brain. Lucy, your brain. Well, I don't think they really pulled him dragging his teeth. I don't think they did. I think the Lord already been working on
it. Yeah.
Did you know I've seen people go get sick? Now this is confession to you and that it's a different world. I've seen them go get them dragging on their feet, excuse me, dragging them up. Don't you know you're going to repent? That's what he got that. I'm going to have you when the Holy Ghost is here. You'll have to. I've went a few times and just reached out and tested and said, Lord, won't you get saved in the hand? And it just breaks that in. If God can deal with the mute, he's cut
off.
I mean, God or others, you're going to it. And you'll sure see effect on the mute when you get that. I hear one of them disciples say to another, have you noticed? This mule acts like he knows where he's going. Have you noticed that he could get ahead of us if we let him? I wonder, somebody asked me, I said, preacher, how do you go about being the man of the Lord? I said, well, I don't. I said, you mean you don't leave people in constant, no? I think the Holy Ghost does that.
Amen.
Hey, I can talk to him, but the Holy Ghost has to do the leading.
Glory to God.
He isn't letting them all kind of walk along.
Amen.
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 And they brought him. Jesus.
God bless you.
Didn't bring him to the association meeting, didn't bring him to the independent.
They brought him to
Jesus. And he knew what to do with him when they got that. Isn't it amazing that God knows what to do with sin? Yeah, I'm going to tell you tonight, this might break up your program, but you do not have to reason. Isn't it amazing that you do not have to reach the sinner? You don't have to holler and get the earth and say, hang in there. That's all I ask you to encourage the sinner. Talk to him if you want to, but I'm not going to say much to him. Now listen to me. If the Holy Ghost can get him down there, he's not able to be with him after he gets him down there. He's not able to be with him. I grew up in the hills in Yosemite, and I saw hundreds of men and thousands saying, there was anything one led to.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing?
Amen.
Now I didn't say you would have to do it. I'd say God better be in it when you do do it. Amen.
Amen.
God can lead. God can bring you to himself. Amen. He just let me and you be in on it. Amen. So let the Lord know that God is dealing from the church. Amen. Like the preacher said, he is dealing from the church.
Sure. Amen.
Sure.
He's not dealing with that mid time target. They don't ever want to go to the house of God.
Amen.
And all they want is your money. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
Hey.
He wants you to do something for him. Not anybody ever been saved that Jesus said, "Well, I birthed you into the family of God." He said, "Now we're here, and in a few years I'll be back in you."
No, no.
That's new for you to go get.
That's
a job for you today.
Yes,
always you do it. Yes. Some of you used to do it, but you quit.
Huh?
Yes. Your job got in the way.
Yeah.
My mom said, "Mom, I fix things where I can quit the job and go home and take care of the kids."
Amen.
I'm thankful there's still a few amens on that.
Yeah.
There's not as many as there was 14 years ago. There was a lot coming down here.
Yeah.
I wonder what Christ has said to be able to say, "I'm in the God's perfect will." For my life. I'd ask for a raise of hand, but you'd be ashamed not to raise your hand, and you might just have to tell the story. And you're going to say, "I'm a go-getter." And all it takes to be a go-getter is you to be up on the front line and wait for the gunfire. I didn't say you had to do a lot of things, just obey the next.
Amen.
If God wants you to sit on the front seat and just wait for the preachers,
get it.
That's all you want to do. That's all God wants you to do.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, I don't want you, he wants you to get out on the street and pray in front of the courthouse.
Yeah.
And have you one more shot to fit.
Amen.
You want to do that, sir?
Amen.
Great job. Your vehicle, sir. Young preacher, hear me. If God's called you to preach, that's exactly what it is. Then you need to major on what God called you to do.
Amen.
Amen. A preacher in Mississippi, I can't think of the name of the place, but it's near Pontotoc, Mississippi. And preachers in a revival. And on the last night, they had a meal, and there's a little preacher comes and said, "We want to talk to you." And I said, "Well, I said, I'm in a hurry, but I said, I'll talk to you." And I said, "What do you need?" And they said, "All of us called preach. And we will know what we need to do. We can to it." And I said, "Well, how you got? Go ahead and believe it." And one of them said, "I'm a servant." He said, "I'm not ready, but I'm fat." He said, "I mean, I can't." And he said, "I figured that. My great dad." One said, I'm good with young people. He said, and he said, I'll go out to any part of the young people get around me, and they'll come to me. And I said, "I got a gift to speak." So that one speaking contest was good. And he said, "I got the gift to talk." They all went down and told me what they had. And they said, "What do you think?" I said, "I don't think much of it." I said, "I'll tell you what you need to do to get you a good old King James Bible and get you a dictionary and maybe a concordance and get you a pole of cornbread and go to the woods and stay over there about 4 hours and pray water in the leaves and read that King James Bible and find out what the meaning of the word is called."
Yeah.
And then I said, "Take all this other stuff and kick it off over into hell." And I said, "If God wants to use it, he'll use it in you. I'd be all right. But you better not depend on that anymore."
Amen.
Is that all right?
I said, if you're not doing anything for God, it's a good time for you to get started.
Yes. So you're almost here tonight. You know what you're doing, what you're going to do, Father. Your family's in a mess. Your grandchildren are in a mess and you don't know what to do. God's watching you. Have you prayed with them at your house lately? I mean down in the floor of the class. sick bed in Godhead. Grandma, you dress different when you used to, when you used to dress. Have you forsaken the old ways of God? Did you shoot the shaft, won't shout and holler? Sir, have you set further back in the church all the time? Have you bought colors and robbed God and little paint your past? God hits you in God tonight. God wants some go-getters. Ladies and gentlemen, when you hear this old preacher tonight, he's looking at you and looking at your life. There's some of you preachers just hang kidding. I mean, you're doing this like them old cars used to do. Just before they quit, they go missing off of that. Some of you have been missing now. You quit that. Yeah, you're afraid folks to laugh at you. If you get in that old same song, what God called you to do, you're afraid to do it. God bless you if you're the fire heart tonight. I just go get the meal for God and do what He told you.
Yeah!
Amen. Hey, some of you old pastors tonight that's been in the hornet for years, the subside and the paybacks are going. Back in the hall. While she plays, I invite you to come.
Yes.